Hørte du Rylan med The National, og vi er tilbake igjen på Flatesko på Studentradioen i Bergen, og vi har fått en gjest fra Borealisfestivalen. Hello. Hi. And welcome, Peter Meanwell.
Thank you for having me.
So, for those who doesn't know, what is Borealis?
Borealis is a festival for experimental music, is what we call it. But that, you know, experimental music isn't a genre. It's basically a festival that celebrates all the people who are pushing the boundaries of music and different musical genres and doing really interesting things. So in the same way that an art gallery is getting contemporary artists in to show new work, Borealis is a music festival that looks at all the people making new and interesting music and asks them to come in and present new work at the festival.
And what do you do at Borealis?
I'm the artistic director, the Kunstnerisleder. So I spend my time listening to music, talking to composers, think about projects, coming up with ideas, applying for funding, all sorts of things.
So if we take the gallery metaphor, you're sort of like a curator?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you go about curating this music? How do you pick out what artists should be featured, and where do you go to look for those?
That's a very good question. I mean, we're not a festival with one single genre, so I try and keep my fingers in as many musical pies as possible. Part of that is going to other festivals to hear, you know, if somebody's giving a world premiere of a piece, it won't be anywhere else but in that concert hall on that day. So I need to go and hear that if it's a composer I'm interested in. There's a lot online, you know, there's a lot more kind of small labels. People are, you know, sending me cassettes, sending me vinyl of stuff that's coming out. I try and, you know, read as much online, listen as much as I can. There's a lot. It's kind of a never-ending job to try and get your head around all this.
Do you spend
kind of
most of your days listening to music, then?
I wish I could say that, actually. There's also a lot of emailing to do and a lot of, you know, writing and thinking about music and having conversations. So it's a mix of both. But music plays a really big part in it.
But if people want to experience this festival, where do they go and when does it start?
Okay, so the festival opens on the 9th of March and it runs for 5 days. Now, you know, one thing we wanted to do is, because maybe not everybody's familiar with the artists who are coming, right? We don't have huge headliners that everyone's going to be like, yeah, I heard them on NR Core. You know, we're bringing in the most cutting-edge people from around the world. So what we do is we put ourselves all over town. We have 13 venues over 5 days and 35 events. So pretty much wherever you are in Bergen in the middle of March, you're going to see Borealis somewhere. And that could be at Landmark, or could be at Ulstra, but also the Bergen Architecture School, also at Vilvita, at, you know, loads of different venues that people can go to.
So, considering the music, is it sort of like a geek music festival, or does one have to know about contemporary music, or is it for everyone? Could I go? I don't know anything about it.
Absolutely, you can come, Anvar. It's I really believe this is for everybody, right? So I started off playing the violin when I was a kid, but I didn't study music at university. I'm not a composer. I'm just like a massive music fan. I was a DJ in London and Japan. I used to be a radio producer, you know, working for the BBC. I've done loads of different stuff, and I listen to all sorts of music, whether it's from like new composition or like hardcore noise stuff to hip hop to country music, whatever. So I really feel like, you know, that record shop thing of saying, you know, this is the Sam Tids music section over here, right, and only the Samtids music people go there, and this is kind of the rock and pop bit and only those people go there, that's kind of redundant, because the most interesting things that are happening, as we've seen in lots of like post-internet art forms, is that the composers who are writing music now, you know, are referencing loads of different stuff. They're as likely to reference Beyonce as they are to reference Grieg or to Anna-Theresa Kiesmacher or to, you know, some kind of internet meme. So it's a much more fluid world. So I think the festival is for anybody who's interested in music, you know, of whatever form, and it's also of interest for people who are interested in culture and cultural discourse on a broader level, because, you know, all art is there to make us kind of broaden our minds a little bit and ask questions, and that's what the festival does.
Thank you. And we're going to talk a bit more about contemporary music and what one should check out. Men først så skal du få Arcade Fire med Soft Power. Der hørte du Arcade Fire med Soft Power. Velkommen tilbake igjen på Flatesko her på Studentradioen i Bergen. Og vi har fremdeles med oss Peter Meanwell, og vi skal snakke litt mer om samtidsmusikk. So Peter, how did you really get interested in this kind of music?
Well, I think, you know, I was the kid at the parties when I was a teenager who always used to bring his own cassettes along, because CDs, like, I wanted to control all the music, and I think that's had a defining influence on my life and career since. But, you know, I listened a lot. I used to play the violin, like I said, but, you know, there was a point where I was like, okay, it's really great playing all this beautiful music by kind of old dead guys, but, like, who's writing music now for the instrument that I play? You know, I like music on the radio, but it doesn't necessarily go far enough. I want it to be more experimental. I want it to really, like, make my ears go... this is something I've never heard before. And it was just really through listening and starting to go to concerts and gigs and a little bit through the free improv scene, a little bit through kind of hearing new composition that got me excited. But yeah, not through any academic route.
So what artists can function as a gateway drag for people who aren't familiar with this kind of music?
Okay, so there are, I think the first thing to say is at the festival there are really no wrong answers, right? So no, anyone can come in and they just come away with an opinion. And if you don't like the music that you hear, that's completely fine. Right, I'm really happy with that. Just make sure you come and experience it and have an opinion, right? So it's just fine to be like coming in with someone with like adventurous ears. I think we say it's for adventurous listeners, right? So I think if you were going to start, there's a fantastic electronic artist and composer from Bergen called Espen Sommer Eider. He's kind of a local guy and he makes super interesting music under different names like Alog, and you can see some of his projects. So you can go online and hear like somebody who's using electronic music but in a kind of compose, creative, experimental way. So he's a great person, you know, and he's in Bergen as well. There's a Norwegian artist called Stina Janvin Motland, who's a vocal improviser, and she does lots of different work. She works in ensembles as well, and she has a couple of great albums that you can listen to that give you a kind of a sense of like how the voice can go into a huge kind of crazy world. You want one more as well? I mean, there's an ensemble in America called Ensemble Pamplemousse. Yeah. It's a good name, yeah. Right? Yeah. And they're all composer performers, right? And they so they compose music and then they perform it themselves. But you know, their pieces are as much likely to involve like physical actions or video as it is somebody playing the cello. You know, that person might also be lying on the floor at some point, and there'll be electronics and all this kind of stuff. So they're like, if you thought you knew what classical music is, have a look at what they do, and you know it will completely change your perceptions of it.
And also, I would say this is something you should go to because it's quite often a visual experience as well as an audible experience. I remember last year's festival was certainly not something that would have been done justice to by listening to an audio recording. Lots of it is visual. Are you looking forward to something this year that is going to be sort of an experience, sort of all immersive experience?
Sure. I mean, we've commissioned a new opera. Now, when I say opera, people at home are probably thinking, oh, no, that's my grandma. But okay, so we've commissioned this new piece by a duo from New York who are part of the New York underground scene at venues like Roulette and Issue Project Room that your listeners might know a little bit. And they come from this experimental theatre music underground in New York. And what they've done is they've written a piece based on the 1,000 hours of archive from an American post-hardcore band. So quite a famous hardcore band from the 90s. They've taken out all the music and they've taken all of the stage fights and stage invasions and feminist protests and everything that happened in this 1,000 hours. And they've distilled that down to like an 80-minute piece of music, which also has theatre. But it's performed by 4 electric guitarists, 2 drummers and 4 actors. And it's staged as a whole thing, and it's going to be at Corner Theatre. And it's called It's All True. And it's about this kind of moment of creative improv. So that moment before everything kicks off, when the tension is really vital. So, you know, this is... It's an opera in that it's like people on stage with music and noise and singing and text, but it's really not like you might think of opera. So you can come into this if you like guitar music, if you like, you know, guitar music from any era, if you're interested in the theatre or all that kind of stuff, you can come in and see this. They've just told us like people are probably going to need to be given earplugs on the door. So, you know, it might feel more like a gig than an opera.
That's really cool. I'm definitely going to that opera.
Come.
That sounds amazing. And we're going to hear Atlanta with Let It Fade. And then we're going to talk about your recommendations here in Bergen. Dermed Let It Fade, og vi er tilbake igjen her på Studentradioen i Bergen på Flate Sko. Og vi har fremdeles med oss Peter Meanwell i studio. Jeg heter Anvar, og med meg har jeg Alexander. So, Peter, where do you go and buy your coffee?
You know, when I moved to Norway, it was funny because I arrived and I had about 10 meetings on my first day, and all of them brought out this big jug of coffee, and I had to say all of them, I'm really sorry I don't drink coffee. And
what?
Yeah,
no.
Right? I know. Imagine coming to Norway and not drinking coffee. I drink a lot of tea, of course, English. But no, when I got here, I was like, okay, this is cool. But I really kind of felt like I was missing out on this kind of coffee thing. And then I met a musician in Bergen who imports Chinese tea. They have a company called Tea Dragon. And it's like a bunch of noise and like and metal musicians who spent so much time touring in Asia that they would go onto tea plantations and have this incredible like pu'er and oolong teas. And they found out that there's nobody selling this in Norway. So they started to import amazing Chinese teas, and they sell them here in Bergen. So now I have a dedicated Chinese tea supplier from within the noise community. So I'm very annoying in my office, because when everyone else is like getting their AeroPress out and grinding their cafe brunerie beans, you know, I'm like, no, give me the right temperature water and the my aged pu'er.
Where can we get that fancy noise tea?
Tea Dragon, I think it's they sell it online, actually. So and I think some cafes stock it here in Bergen as well. I couldn't tell you which one.
But do you drink beer then?
I do drink beer.
And where would you go to get a beer in Bergen?
Where would I go to get a beer? You know, I really like the local breweries. I really like Voss Bryggeri and Sifjell and I can't remember the other ones now, drinking too much of the local beer. and they're like, there are a bunch of bars that stock really good beers. So like Muscadunda, Uyevent, and Ligal.
Yeah, it seems like
we... Of course, yeah, we have the same taste, actually.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much agree.
Do you have any music festivals here in Norway that you like in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I first arrived here, I was pretty much around the same time as the Echo Festival. And I saw like a whole bunch of amazing artists that I'd been wanting to see for ages all in one space in Ustra. And, you know, that house is incredible with having, you know, the concert venue and also what they do with kind of expanding the idea of what electronic music is and art. And then with Lid Gallery downstairs as well, there's like a whole kind of thing in one house. So, yeah, I mean, Echo Festival is definitely one of my tips.
Do you have anything else to recommend about this year's Borealis before we let you go?
I think if you're wondering, like, maybe this festival sounds interesting, I don't know which concert to go to, I think you should come to the opening concert, because we take over the whole of the Bergen Architecture School, which, if you haven't been, is a converted grain silo. And we're using, like, this basement and these seven-story empty concrete chambers. We've got the Norwegian Navy Band playing crazy music by Anthony Braxton, this African-American composer from the 60s. We've got commissioned pieces, and you can come, and it's like wandering around. All the pieces are short. There'll be a party afterwards. You can just get a taste of the festival. And if you like that, then a festival pass, right, for over 30 concerts is only 650 kroner for students. So this works out like less than 20 kroner a concert.
And if
this is the best value in town.
If we're intrigued, we've heard some interesting things, where would we go for the specific details?
Borealisfestival.no.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Peter McMeanwell from Borealis. Her får du Fuck Buttons med Olympians, og så må du følge videre med i sendingen, for vi skal nemlig snakke med Sondre Båtstrand fra Miljøpartiet Grønne.